Good morning, guys. We're back with another podcast. Been away for a little bit, but I'm back. Today, I want to talk a little bit about your inner circle and picking your friends. I think it's very, very essential to your success to be around a certain type of crowd. It's very important. The people that you hang around can determine what you become. I think it's always good to keep good energy around you at all times. I think that's very, very important. And I think it's very important to realize as you grow older, the same friends that you once grew up with or was super close with, you may no longer be friends with them in the future. The reason is people grow. I think we all grow. And as we grow, we all, you know, end up doing different things in life. And it's not necessarily that you don't like that person or you and that other person have a problem. I just think that we tend to go into different directions in our life, and some things that's important to us may not be important to that other person. You know, you can always be mutual, but sometimes you have to let people go. You have to let certain friends go. You have to, anything that's bringing you down or not supporting you and going towards the dream and the goal that you're trying to achieve, I don't think that person should be in the way. And I see it all the time with people, you know, that I went to high school with close friends that, I mean, I've been close with for years. And we've kind of drifted apart, not because, you know, I have a problem with that person or because I feel like I'm better than them. I just think as I grow older, the certain things that they're doing with their life, I'm just not, it doesn't align with what I'm trying to do. I have certain people around me that helps me and that benefits me in what I'm trying to do, pretty much. And I think that's just life. As you get older, you know, you grow apart from certain people. And I think it's not bad that you choose to be alone or you don't choose to be with a large crowd, because I think the best ideas are made, you know, when you're alone. So I just think it's very important just to, you know, watch your crowd, you know, pay attention to who you're around, make sure they have the best interest in you, make sure they're just excited for your success or your achievements, you know, than you are for yourself. You know, I think that's very essential to have that type of crowd around you, because you don't want anything around you that's negative that could possibly bring you down. You want only uplifting spirits around you. So yeah, I think it's very important. I know a lot of people, you know, may seem down because they don't have a lot of friends, or they feel like they're like this, you know, introvert and they're like, you know, by themselves and lonely. But I think that's perfect. You get to really find out who you are. You get peaceful time to like find yourself. You know what's best for you and for your life. And I think it's just very important, you know, to always pay attention, always watch who's around you. Because you don't want somebody else bringing you down. And just always remember that, you know? And just because you're no longer friends on the level that you once were with that person, it doesn't mean that you guys have a problem or you feel like you're better than them. It's just, that's the way life works. You know, I have plenty, and I tend to gravitate to people that's doing things that I'm doing or like-minded people, you know? So you need people to push you. You need friends that are in better positions than you so you can strive to be where they're at and even better. And I think those are the type of friends that, you know, you deserve to have. Those are the type of friends and people that you need to be around. Who can push me every day? You know, who can make me better? Who can send me a text message to get my day going? I don't think it always should be about having fun and going out. You know, you need discipline. You need friends that's about business. You need friends that'll take care of business. And you just have to stay focused. You need that friend to know, look, I have a certain goal in mind. I need to get here. If you're not going to support me, get here, or you're not going to, you know, respect the fact that I can't go out every weekend or I can't do, you know, what you want to do, then I don't think that person is your real friend. That friend should understand, you know, that business come first, and that friend should also, you know, follow you in a way and want to work hard. You should bounce ideas off of each other and get better off of each other's ideas. And I just feel like, you know, less is more. You know, it's better to have 2 good friends that bring value than 10 good friends that don't bring any value to you. So I just wanted to touch on that subject today. I'll be back, you know, daily, dropping different, you know, views on things. Feel free to, you know, request anything you want me to talk about. And I appreciate you guys tuning in today.